Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance is gone now. Guess who walked in? Tiny, Jason, Brandon, we're all here and we're hanging out. And we're looking for you to get to the course next week and play a little golf with us out of South Shore Harbor. Dell is thrilled now. Dell lives right next to the golf course.
Oh, so Dell gets to sleep in.
Yeah. No, he gets to sleep in. He has to drive up here, use his gas every day, and now he gets to – he could basically walk over there. So we've never seen Dell excited ever before.
We're going to swing a car over there, Dell. Dell, we're going to pick you up. I mean – If you can play too.
You can play in the tournament if you want.
Can I?
Yeah. You can play.
No, I'm not playing. I have to set up everything, so I'll be there early anyway. I'm not sleeping in. I got to set everything up.
Well, you'll still get more time to sleep. You still will absolutely get more time to sleep. All right, and then you don't need a nap. You can play golf
at that time of the morning. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
So we're gonna play. Is it? And I keep forgetting. Elmina.
Elmina Shriners in Galveston.
Yeah, Elmina Shriners in Galveston. And they do wonderful. They do wonderful.
They do. It's a pretty good deal when you get to go in there and meet those guys. And what they do is unbelievable, the time that they give for the children over there in the hospital in Galveston. If you don't know, Galveston has one of the bigger Shriners hospital in the country. And they teamed up with the Ronald McDonald House. And when the kids get their surgery, the parents get to stay at the Ronald McDonald House. And they're really close by. They get to see the kids every day. They do activities in between the two. And, you know, me being from Galveston and living in Galveston all these years, it's kind of a special thing. And so we just decided to do that and help them. And going in there the last three or four years going in there and being able to donate to them and seeing the smiles on those kids' faces is just absolutely wonderful.
I can't talk about kids getting surgeries. That's just so hard. So helping out in that respect and doing something. And you guys have been raising money for them for a while. And the Ronald McDonald House, everything. That's just awesome. It's just wonderful. So you could donate. How about just going? And if you can't play, you could donate.
You can. You can donate. Just go to dacrewderoo.org.
D-A. K-R-E-W-E.
Yep. D-U.
It's very difficult, dude.
R-O-U-X.
You know what? We need to make it next year, 975 Golf Tournament.
That's what we need to do.
.com.
That's what we need to
because
do.
Because this is too damn hard to get to the damn website.
Well, I mean, if you're not
Duh Crew. Not everybody is from. Nobody's. No, that's right. People aren't from Louisiana. They don't spell stuff wrong like you
that's
all.
That's true. This
okay?
True.
Champon. Okay?
Champon. Hey, speaking of Champon, I'm going to give a shout out real quick to Jerry Champon, one of the head Shriners over there who helps us out tremendously with this golf tournament and sending people over and donating his time to the Shriners. And that guy's phenomenal. And I just wanted to give him a quick shout out.
And if you want a whole sponsor, you want to get a team in, you know what? Go to ESPN975.com and click on the promotions. And that's an easier way than Duh Crew, Duh Roo, and trying to spell all that crap. So you go to 975. ESPN975.com and go to the promotions tab and it'll take you right to the website and then you can sign up. You can you'll put people with fun people, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of these people like to drink. I mean, so we're going to have plenty of drink, plenty of food, plenty of good time. I want to give a shout out to Blue Chair Bay Rum. Of course, Jason here from Mac Vibe Services. It's going to be a fun tournament. If you miss it, then, you know, don't complain because here's your chance to get in on it.
Yeah, no. So that's going to be it's going to be fun. That's for sure. There's plenty of food, plenty of drink. I mean, it's a Cajun thing. There's a lot to drink.
It is, baby. You know how we do it.
I know how you do it.
We got boudin and a hoe. It's going to be nice.
I know what you do. I know what you're all about. And then and it's all for a good cause. And it's at South Shore Harbor this year. You moved it up. Y'all are going north. It's almost like y'all are a bunch of Yankees this year.
Well, we had to because we outgrew the golf course out in Galveston.
Yeah.
And so when you outgrow something, you just kind of, you're forced to, your hand's forced to move somewhere bigger.
Right.
So, and South Shore Harbor was the perfect spot. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Very, they were very hospitable, have been very hospitable so far. They have all the accommodations. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. No. It's a really nice course. So that'll,
and,
that's
and
gonna be
Dale
fun.
Lives close.
So. And Dale's right there.
We thought about Dale. And
Dale's like every tournament should be there. Everyone should be. No. And Wildcat's like, shut up, Dale.
I didn't, first of all, I didn't say that. Wildcat would be more upset because they'd be like, what's the point of golf?
That's what you say.
Yeah.
Why would someone want to play golf?
Yeah. Why are you ruining a perfectly good park with golf?
Putting golf in it.
Yeah, we're not exactly pros, but we try.
Yeah, no, not even, don't even,
not
try.
Even close.
No, don't even try.
Not even close.
Not even close. So that's going to be fun. And so if you want to get on over there and enjoy. And Mac 5, Jason, nice job.
Thank you.
Well done. You guys are you guys kick ass.
Yes.
And you've been sponsoring this for a little while now.
Yeah, this is our third year. The first year we were a basic sponsor. These last 2 years we've been the primary sponsor. We hook up with Tiny and them every year and hopefully do a little bit of good down in Galveston. Mac Vibe has been in the Houston area for a decade now, so we'd like to give back. We're very blessed in the services that we provide, so we want to make sure that we're giving back.
Yeah, well, that's just great. And again, if you're looking to, and this is great when you're talking about kids and hospitals and mm-hmm. and helping out parents that can't afford it and all of that stuff, then this is just fun, and it's a fun way to do it. And here's the thing is, and now, did you have to cancel? You didn't have to cancel. No, did you have to move this at all?
No,
no,
nope.
See, you guys caught it right. Most every golf tournament has been canceled.
We made this date, and we kind of just wrote it out. And South Shore, even though they had to close for a short period of time to get everything situated and what they needed to do to be able to open the golf course back up, it's a full go.
Yeah. No, I know my boys at Wildcat, I mean, they're starting. We had a tournament out there last Monday, just 4 days ago, 3 days ago. And, you know, they that was like one of the first tournaments that they've had since COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of places have done it, but golf is perfect. Everybody, you're all separated. It's fine. You can have a tournament. Now you're gonna have special arrangements for the post dinner and everything else where you got to separate and all that.
I think the way we're gonna go is I think they're gonna do it in what to go containers and everybody just find a seat that's kind of separated or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2020 has made us really have to think about, you know, a lot of things and how you really need to prepare yourself for all of this. And we've done everything and they've helped us. So the lunch portion is going to be a little different, but it's going to be still great food. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to have, you know, it's not just going to be a sack lunch and run. It's going to be sit down, eat some really damn good food, continue to drink, and be merry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. ESPN975.com. Hit the promotions tab, and you can find the crew de rue, the Dirty Birdie Golf Classic, and let's go, and let's get on over there.
My DJ, Chris Price, told me to tell you hi, by the way, because he heard what you said last year. Man, what are you doing with a DJ on a golf course? We were playing Led Zeppelin on, what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
9 o'clock in the morning. Well, yeah, while we're trying to do a show, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't care.
Golf show, whatever.
Art wants to know who you guys are voting for.
Gilligan.
Don't answer Art.
Gilligan.
Yeah.
I write in Gilligan every 4 years.
Yeah, you do? You
write I do.
Yeah, Gilligan should win. Gilligan might be better. Anyway, so once again, let's go. Let's get on out there. How are we getting full? How close are we to full?
I want to say we have 10 spots available for teams.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're getting there. So sign up and let's
and
go.
And it's a Friday, and you're going to take off and starts the weekend.
Yeah, half y'all,
you can't be drunk all weekend unless you start on Friday
you
morning.
You ain't got no job, exactly. You ain't got nothing else to do.
You got nothing, let's go. You got nothing, and it's affordable. It's all good. It's all good. Let's go. So go to ESPN975.com, hit the promotions tab, and Mac Vibe, we appreciate it, Jason, and of course, Tiny, we love it. We'll be out there.
Crawfish next season's coming soon.
Crawfish. That's a ways away.
No. I got something for you.
Not Chinese crawfish. We ain't doing that.
Oh, God.
Oh. My wife said, hey, it says Chinese. It looks like ours, but it's not.
It's
and
not.
She's like, we can't eat this.
Tastes the same, though.
No, it don't.
No?
No, it does not.
You don't think?
Do not ever say that to my wife.
Hi, poor Wendy.
Appreciate it, boys. Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it. We will see you next Friday.
Yes, sir.
At South Shore Harbor. I want to talk right now. I got to talk right now about my man, Scott McGrath, over at McGrath Pest Control. It just doesn't get any better. Scott McGrath is just the best. If you, when you got a house, Scott McGrath is going to come up. He did a termite inspection for me. Not too long ago, as a matter of fact, this last month, he did one for me, and it was like, he came, he saw, he conquered, and it was over, and he does an unbelievable job. And if you haven't checked for termites in a while, you need to get that job done. Of course, he's got the mosquito killing machine. He's a mosquito murdering machine, which he just destroys all mosquitoes in your backyard, and you can have that system, and it go all the time. Termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, everything, spiders, bed bugs. I told you a story about a buddy who has a bar. And he couldn't get rid of the roaches. Scott McGrath came in and said, I ain't leaving until they're all gone. And sure enough, he got that job done that nobody else could. So if you're looking for who I think is the best pest control agent in the world, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Mighty Dollar makes a point. I'm not sure. In fairness, if you swap Russ back to Oklahoma City and CP3 to the Rockets, then Russ is probably first or second team in a starring role, and CP3 is in second team due to playing next to James. I could see that. I can see that, but I think you're selling Chris Paul a little short. Chris Paul, I mean, Russell Westbrook has been, this is his ninth selection to the All-NBA team. Chris Paul's had nine selections to the All-NBA team.
And there's some other context. Chris Paul was part of a team that most expected to not compete. They're expected to possibly blow that thing up. And he led them to a surprising playoffs run. Not the run. The surprising playoff positioning.
Okay, and last year was Russ All-NBA guy?
I'd have to look.
And where was Chris Paul in the 65-win season?
I'd have to look.
Because he played next to James. And I would imagine he was second team there, wasn't he?
I'd have to go and look at who was what.
Yeah, we'd have to go look that up. But Chris Paul playing next to James, you can make second team. Hey, the Lakers had two first-teamers, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Two first-teamers. You would think that's going to be hard to have. First of all, it's hard to have two first-teamers on the same game, on the same team.
So last year, Russell Westbrook without James, but with Paul George, who made first team that last year, Russell Westbrook was third team.
Third team again. Well, but he would have been in a starring role because Paul George wouldn't have been there. Paul George was first team. So, you know, well, let's face it, maybe Russ is the second guy.
Russ Westbrook was second team. The first year he and Paul George were together, he was second team and Paul George was third team. Because last year, Paul George at some points was considered a potential MVP candidate. Chris Paul, in the year that the Rockets won 65 games, did not make first, second, or third.
He didn't?
Not at all. James was first, as you might imagine. But as far as wing players or guards, Harden and Lillard, DeRozan and Westbrook, Oladipo and Curry were first through third. As far as
I forgot Steph Curry's in the league.
Yeah, I know. We just conveniently forget.
And Steph was third team?
Third team. And Kevin Durant was the lead dog on that team, and he was first team.
Huh. Wow. Steph, third team. I didn't think that I'd see that. So anyway, that's a good point, I guess. You know what? If he was in a starring role, Russ, if there was no Paul George there, Russ probably, there's a chance that with Russ there, they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they could have been.
They could have been crap, and yeah. Russ could have been crap.
Yeah, we don't. Paul George probably helped Russ as well.
Yeah, he's played with a star every single year he's been in the league.
except Kevin Durant left, and I think the one year they went 41-41, he won the MVP. He didn't play with a star. The year he won the MVP, he didn't play with a star.
He didn't
because Paul George wasn't there yet.
Oh well, he won the MVP,
averaging a triple double.
Well, but again, they were 41-41, and somebody's got to score, right?
Yeah, but he got that because he did something historic as far as the triple double is concerned, winning the MVP. But yeah, there was no one.
And
else
then it was like by the third year he did it, averaged a triple double.
Whatever.
Didn't even make third team.
Yeah, people started. Well, the Rocket fans started the slander by look at the rebounds. People were just giving the rebounds, and people were just looking at it and going, okay. You did something only one other guy did, mm-hmm. and now we don't think it's that cool anymore.
It's not well, and you've done it three times now. We're sick of it.
So clearly,
we're tired of you.
Clearly, you found the formula, and we don't care about it.
Tired
anymore.
Of triple doubles. You know what? They're meaningless. And when you're 41-41, they are. But of course, they didn't have a lot of talent. He was the guy. He was the guy. This is terrible. Tommy Stark sent me a video of a woman. She's in the rough with her golf ball, and she's got scissors out, and she's cutting the grass.
Let me correct one thing. I gave them – they weren't that bad. They were the sixth seed because I remember they actually eliminated the – when he hit that game-winning shot, like his MVP moment, they eliminated the Nuggets who were trying to get the eighth seed. They were actually okay. They were the sixth seed, but the Rockets dismissed them really early. It was the Rockets won 4-1, but they did go 47-35 in his MVP year. So they were better than I said. Okay. I just was wrong on that.
So this woman is got in a rough. She's got a golf club in her left hand, and she's got scissors in her right hand, cutting the grass around the golf ball. And it says, Patrick Reed in the rough at the U.S. Open. That's not what Patrick Reed is doing, cutting the grass around the ball.
What did he get accused of?
Remember he moved the sand behind his ball?
Golf is so sweet.
Well, if there's no sand behind the ball, it's easier. And
I understand. Yeah. Right. It'd be like if a snapper in football is like, I'm just gonna. Oh, you can't move the grass. You can't get that blade of grass behind you because it might affect your snap.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
This is Chris Paul's first All NBA team since 2016.
Yeah, he despite what he was for the Rockets, he was not looked at as one of the top guards.
He was. He actually was, though. He just didn't get the love because James got all the love. He was pretty damn good when he was. He was Skippy when he was here. So there's that. 1021 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us tonight. The Texans are up to 7.5. And if you bet on the Ravens, you have to lay 115. In other words, you have to – normally, it's 110. You have to bet 110 to win 100. So if you bet 110, your ticket will come back $210. You get your 110 back, plus you get the $100 that you want. In this case, not only are the Ravens 7.5-point favorites, which is that hook on a 7 is a big deal. Okay, that extra half a point that you have to give, because the numbers usually fall 7, 10, 3, 7, 10, 4 is a football number. Those are football numbers. 7.5, now you got to win by 8. And that's not a football number. So that's kind of a big deal. And then on top of it, you got to lay 115 instead of 110. And that's kind of a big deal. I mean, they are trying to lure people. Definitely. You know what? That just to me says you got to bet the Ravens because they're jacking that up because they're just begging for Texans money. Texans are at home. The Texans are, you know, thought to be a pretty decent football team, but I don't know how you could possibly analyze these two teams. I don't know how you could possibly their front offices, their coaching staff, their everything about it, their roster, every position. I don't know how you could possibly analyze this game and say, well, I really like the Texans here. The way that the two teams played against each other last year, the Ravens just kicked their ass. Whether or not Bill O'Brien was asked whether or not it's a good thing that they played last year for some familiarity, I don't think so. Not when you got your ass handed to you and you look terrible doing it.
and have the Texans made the requisite improvements to play improvements? The style of football?
Are we talking about improvements now?
Yeah. So familiarity. What's gonna be different?
You took away your best player.
Yeah. Your defense isn't any better. I mean, Lamar's questions are about the playoffs. He was great on Sunday against the Browns.
Last year, you were one of the worst teams against the run. You got the ball. You lost one of your best run stoppers on top of your best player in D-Hop. You lost one of your best run stoppers on a bad team, on a team that couldn't stop the run anyway. And you got your ass handed to you on the ground last week. So what about against a better running team? How's that going to work? The best running team in the NFL. Yeah,
who's going to be physical and want to pound you into submission? Hit you with the play action with the tight ends. Mm-mm-mm.
So I'm taking the Texans.
Oh, all that, and you're taking the Texans.
Yeah, because all points.
Everything points.
Everything points to them getting their ass handed to them.
So if it was...
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens.
Yeah, if you were playing Justin and beat the limo guy, would you take the Ravens or would you take the Texans?
I would take the Ravens.
Yeah. Now when Del Frisco's dinners are on the table, you're taking the Ravens.
Two wins, one Jackie. Jackie won, beat the limo guy with a two and three
record.
He
won the double banger, I think.
He won the double banger. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Justin. You were 1-4. I do another thing with Justin where you pick every game. He was 10-4.
So what happened? Did he lose?
He picked the only losers.
The four games he lost in his 10-4 record were the games he picked on the station?
For us, with us.
Seems like a bad approach.
Well, no, because he picked two overs and we don't have overs, under overs, but he missed both of those. Yeah. So congratulations, Justin. You're buying a $200 gift card at Del Frisco's.
You got to send someone all the way out to Seabrook. Well, I'm sure that hurts some more.
I know, right?
Having to pick Jackie up at Seabrook. And then drive him to Del Frisco's. And then actually, there's no Del Frisco's at the Baybrook Mall. So he's got to come into town and then
drive him back.
I'd be more pissed off about that.
Gas.
Yeah.
About the gas?
And a limp for a limo?
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, Jackie. You ruined another man's life. Congratulations. Justin's life is ruined. As opposed to
ruining your wife's.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad enough. You ruined Amber's life.
Now you got to ruin Justin's.
Now Justin's.
Jackie, that driver, break him off something. He's driving a long way.
Oh, yeah. You better break him off something, Jackie.
The meal is free. The drive is free. But the guy doing the driving, break him off something.
A little something, Jack. Not a little something. Hit him.
Yeah, since you're not paying for dinner.
Yeah. Dinner, drinks, $200 at Del Frisco's. You can eat good and drink good.
I wonder if Justin gets reports from his drivers about when he loses to listeners, what type of compensation those drivers get.
I don't think we're the best tippers. I don't think we're throwing it around.
Yeah, probably not.
The guys who win free stuff. Jackie, you better throw it around.
Yeah, we know you.
Jerk. Time to talk about Boomer Naturals. BoomerNaturals.com.
You know, I would throw shade at someone who doesn't have a Boomer Naturals mask.
You know what we're going to do next? Throw shade. If you want to throw some shade, that's next right here on ESPN 97.5. What did someone do to you? Did they not wear a mask? Did they not wear a Boomer Naturals mask? Throw shade. So let's go. 713-780-3776. Let's throw some shade next. And listen, it's been good lately. Let's not ease up. You're all out there. You all got something that you want to get off your chest. Somebody did you wrong. Somebody did something wrong. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Throw shade Thursday next. Here's the deal. Boomer Naturals are just awesome. Boomer Naturals, and you need a face mask. You got to have a face mask, and you, my friends, will be able to benefit from the greatness that is Boomer Naturals. The nano silver technology is second to none. You want to be protected. There's a reason that you're wearing the mask. You want to protect from those droplets. Well, get something that will actually protect you, and that's the Boomer Naturals mask. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granado, you get 20% off. You can go to CVS and buy it too. You don't get that 20% off. So if you don't need it today, go to BoomerNaturals.com. They will deliver it, all free delivery right now at BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granado.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5. You want to throw some shade. Who did you wrong? Okay. Who is it that did something? Tyler did me wrong. Tyler did me wrong by turning the mics off during the break because I wanted to hear the rest of that. So producer Tyler is here. Why are you looking in here during the show? You're trying to record a spot?
Yeah, I thought you were done.
No, not yet. Yeah. I'm still on the air. Doing a show. Doing a little show.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Why did you just who was that, Tyler?
Yeah.
He's filling in for Michael today?
I don't know.
Does he know you do a show till 11?
Yeah, I don't. Well, he's only the assistant PD here.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't know the schedule yet.
No, he makes the intern schedule, so he knows what time the bench
probably
is
doesn't
on.
Know the schedule yet.
He's been around here how long?
I don't know, 7 years?
Maybe,
8 years?
Maybe longer.
And he doesn't know the it's okay.
You know the segment hadn't started yet. We're just killing him.
Right. So here we go. Are you ready?
Let's throw some shade! This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, 1031, you got somebody did something to you. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Somebody wronged you in some way, shape. Did your wife sleep with your best friend? Did you sleep with your wife's sister? And you should shame her, the sister, for enticing you. Whatever it is, 713-780-3776. Dr. Dre is leading us off this morning. What's up, Dr. Dre?
Hey, Double Ride, fellas. Just want to say, orale. Shout out to Lazy J and La Raza for thinking I'm black. I got two shades to throw today. I want to throw shade on the snake in the grass, the resident building. He needs to be taken care of. And I want to throw shade at the Gestapo trying to block it last night. And I'm out.
Make some shade.
Sounded like some personal thing.
I didn't understand either.
I think the phone cut off at the most important part where we would have understood what he was saying. Because he said some resident of a building, I think it fritzed out, so we don't know what he was talking
about. Well, that's
about.
Okay. I mean, you might have personal ones, but you should explain them maybe. This person did this or something. If you have, and that's fine to have personal shade.
I think the phone cut out words when he was telling us, so.
Everyone except Eric should call in with something personal, I think. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. What is week D?
Yeah, it's pretty weak from what I can tell.
Yeah. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy. Delvencito!
Para tres,
gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, shout out to Dr. Dre on 290. Hey, we still think you're black no matter what. It's all good, baby. We don't judge here.
Not if you saw him.
We still love you, man.
Not if you saw him, you would think that.
Well, no, we saw him at the listener party, and me and Lady J were like, that's Dr. Dre at 290? Yep. And I said, he's blacker than you, Lady J. He's like, oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, my shade goes. I actually got two shades.
Everybody's black kinda, and Lazy J, but go ahead.
I actually got two shades, but well, you actually kind of hit it on the nail there, Johnny G. I want to throw a little side shade to Tylercito. I really wanted to hear the rest of that conversation. It was getting straight up fire, man. I wanted to hear every single word that they were dropping after all that, man. And so a little side shade to him. But actually, my biggest shade is I want to throw. Bill Belichick, he just throws out, like, I don't know for what reason, everybody's so intrigued to getting that assistant coach or some defensive coordinator. Look at us with Bill O'Brien, struggling, only AFC championships. Bad Patricia, losing record. Now he gets rid of Tommy Boy, and he's losing in Tampa. So I'm going to throw some shade. I have a quote for somebody. Just do your job, bitch. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Dude, the show, man. that's a new saying now.
What?
Do the show.
But bitch. But the thing is,
just do the show.
The thing is, those are actually separate. It was do the show and then stop being a bitch was the other.
Well, no, and it was, yeah, just do the show, bitch. It turned into.
Oof.
I love
but
it.
But they love each other now. You heard
they
them.
Do. I heard them. Mm-hmm. I love you. Love you, Patrick. Love you, Jason. Mm-hmm. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Dale. Hey, buddy. So I got that question for you. Hey, man. When you going to step up to Johnny G, bro? He keep calling you a bitch, man. When you going to step up like, what's called G? Huh?
What?
Like Patrick?
You keep letting Johnny G call you a bitch?
Nah, he knows better. He's doing it. He's doing it in, as in reference to the show. Let him call me a bitch in a real situation. We'll have a different conversation.
Okay.
That's all. I understand the
context. That's all.
I understand the context
of
what he's doing.
You didn't say we'd have anything else but a conversation, Lazy J.
Well, you don't.
He don't want none of this.
Okay. No,
he don't want none of this.
Everyone knows. Well, that's why Lazy J is blacker than you, because he understands when I say a conversation, it means something else.
No,
that's what he knows what it means.
I thought Johnny G was going to step outside and catch that fade from Dale.
See, he knows what a conversation
means. He don't want none of that, Lazy J. He don't want that. He don't want to have that conversation.
John can't move.
Come on.
He can't. He comes back.
Don't have to move.
He comes back from playing golf.
Lay you out one shot.
You wouldn't touch me. That's all I'm telling you.
That's all.
He wouldn't touch me. That's all I'm saying.
My quick shade this week is going to be to the Cowboys, man. I'm so tired of Dak Prescott, man. Dakota. I mean, you got the number one rookie wide receiver in the game, and he only catches two passes. And that young Kellen Moore, or whatever his name is, he got to go, man. McCartney got to step his fat ass up and take over the offensive coordinating position, man. That's all. I'm out. Man.
Throw some, make some shade.
We care little about the Cowboys, but
yeah,
we do.
I'm
care
glad
about,
you're out.
We do care
you
about.
Come on, join the light side, the right side.
Which side? The Texans?
Well, not the dark side. Yeah. Yeah, the Texans.
That's misery to misery. Yeah. Why would he do that?
Because I want everybody to be miserable
Well, he is. He's a Cowboys fan.
Well, that's true, too. Because then he brings in his weak Cowboy takes.
Well, as long as they're losing,
they
I don't
suck.
Mind it.
They suck. The other Eric is here. What's up, other Eric? 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, come on. What up, Eric?
Hey, good day, guys. I call this Sports Talk radio station the other day, and I told one of the hosts that in 29 cities that callers would be calling in and saying that their team leaders had no heart, and all week he's been referring to me as this other guy said that nobody in the league had heart, and I was talking about unrealistic fan bases. And I feel bad about calling in because I think the guy is a priest or something. They call him Father Granado, and he quotes these Bible verses like 1 Filipinos 33. I looked that up. There is no 1 Filipinos 33.
It's 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5.
You can't refute what you're doing, Shane.
I'm correcting.
No,
that's all.
It's the same thing.
It's not 1 Filipino.
Are you?
Don't be missed. There ain't no Filipino in the Bible.
Are you refuting? You're breaking the rules. No. Are you refuting or not?
I'm not refuting
it. Stop breaking the rules.
All right, let me come at. Back
throw shade.
I'm
going to
throw
refute.
Some shade.
All right, then.
At the other Eric. Because why are you the other Eric, first of all? Because
he wants to distinguish himself from Eric Wong.
He wants to distance
Eric
himself. I can't blame him for that. I got to be along with that. No, your inference was that we were saying that. We were saying nobody's got heart because we're the ones that have expectations of James. And first of all, I guess you were saying that about you were saying that sarcastically about other people. You have to be clearer about that. But it seemed like other Eric, an attack on us saying that James, and you were saying that we think that that everybody who doesn't win a championship doesn't have heart. So be clearer in your assertions. Secondly, I don't know that who says that. Who says that everybody who doesn't win a title doesn't have any heart? Who does that? And I apologize for forgetting that it was the other Eric. You know what? This is the stage. This is the show for calls. So we got a lot of callers. But yeah, Yeah. If you were claiming that we don't say, we say everybody who doesn't win doesn't have heart, then I'm coming back at you. I'm coming back. I'm gonna clap back. Okay? And it's 1 Peter 5:1-4, not 1 Filipinos.
I think I'm gonna trust Eric. I will look up and see. I'm gonna look listen back and see if you said 1 Filipino or not.
I did. Okay, you can go ahead. Go ahead. No, I just that if you were selling us, you didn't make it clear that that's what people were saying, as opposed to us saying that. No one says that you don't have heart.
And I do. I will refute something other Eric just said. It's Deacon John, not priest. He's not a priest. He was.
I'm married.
He was testifying. Yeah, he was. He's not a priest.
You can be a deacon, not a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're refuting him.
I am. It's Deacon John.
Is that Imar?
We'll find out.
Amir? What is that? What's your name?
Martin?
Well, that's different.
Yes, Martin.
Imar.
Okay.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, guys. I love the show. Like all the RIP radio. But my shade is going towards zero. How can you give us that week 8 double banger sound clip last week?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Everyone comes to hear all the explosions and distorted audio. Pump up the audio levels. Double banger. And with that, I say,
Throw some shade.
I will refute that shade like I refuted it the last time.
You can't. You only got one shade.
I didn't throw shade. I didn't throw shade.
You only get one shade.
I didn't throw shade. I refuted it, and you didn't correct me. I didn't say I was throwing shade.
Refute it. Well, so that was your shade.
I broke the rule. Sorry. I will throw some shade. First of all,
John said
find the audio of Raheel saying it.
No,
not of
me
him.
And Raheel saying
you,
it.
That's not what you tweeted.
That's what I said.
No, you tweeted it. You texted me. You texted me. And you didn't say, find the auto of me
of
saying
double
it.
Banger.
You said, find the auto for Heel saying double banger. That's what you said.
No.
That's the text. It's in the phone.
Go find it. You know what? Go find it.
It's in the phone.
Refuting.
It's in the phone.
That's
I don't
all.
Have. And by the way, there's a live
Weak
version.
Guess.
There's a live version of the explosion right here. He's here to do it. And
Weak
he didn't
guess.
Do it.
Why Weak
didn't,
ass.
Why didn't you do it?
No, we got to do me and Raheel.
That's what. He doesn't do that. That's your noise.
I can't do it by yourself. You got to have Raheel in it.
I played him.
He's right.
I played him.
Weak ass.
I played Raheel so you could do
weak
it.
Weak Raheel.
Raheel doesn't. That's you, by the way. That's on you from now on.
No, he does too. Jake is next. Jake, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. So I want to throw some shade at my wife, man, for going through my phone and finding out about my girlfriend and making me break up with her. I mean, this is my first wife, and we all know the first wife isn't the right wife.
Yeah. Yeah. That is shade thrown. Get out the phone, woman. Okay? Get out the phone. CD Lamb did it best. She picked up that phone. You took it right away from her. Okay? CD Lamb, do it. And get a better security code. Get a better password, bro. How does she know that one? How does she know it? Let's get Crispy in here. What's up, Crispy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller.
What's going on?
I want to throw some shade at James Harden for getting blocked by Caruso. That was just terrible.
Getting what?
Make some shade.
He threw shade at James Harden for getting blocked by Caruso.
Oh.
Said it was terrible.
That was terrible. Now, we had some shade earlier at Tyler because he cut off the audio during the break when Jason and Patrick were going at it. And I agree. I agreed with that shade.
I mean, I can't refute that.
You can't refute it because it's shade.
And that's not what my shade is. My shade is going to be to all the whack-ass conspiracy theorists on Twitter about who leaked what. To Funhouse and awful announcing and whatever. Who cares? Just live your life. They made up Patrick and Brian.
I know, it was
made
gross.
Up. They're all friends now. Who cares? Live your life. Don't. And I don't know why you're making it a big deal anyway, because let's face it, you're probably only listening to the station for maybe tops an hour, if that, 2 hours, that show. So if you maybe spent more time listening throughout the day, maybe you would know. But whatever.
So, make some shade.
But you know what? When stuff goes viral, because that was people were retweeting that and sending it all out. It'll end up at Awful Announcing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you leak it to those websites?
No, I can't say that I did. No,
you can't.
I
can you say that you didn't?
I can say that I didn't. Yes,
you can say that you didn't do that.
Yes, I can say that.
So yeah. There you have it. And Tyler doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. So I don't know if he lies, but whatever. But whatevs. I mean, Awful Announce is going to catch it. If there's a radio station in Houston, Texas that has an incident like that, Awful Announce is going to get it.
Well, they caught it because someone pulled the clip.
Yeah.
I don't know who pulled it.
No.
But that's why they caught it. They're not just monitoring. Someone pulled it, and that's how it got there.
That night, I saw the clip. Night.
Yeah, because someone on the Twitch went
to Twitch. Yeah, on Twitch, went back and went, oh, this is good. We got to put this out. But you cutting off the mics was disgusting.
I can't refute that. Well, you know, I'm a company man, John, so I'm trying to protect the company.
The rest of the company wanted to hear all of it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A member of the company didn't particularly appreciate the phone call that came later that night.
No. Were you the first to call AJ?
Yeah, I was the one who let him know.
Did you let him know?
Yeah.
This is going down.
I was like, hey, man, are you listening right now? And he goes, what's happening? I was like, this is brutal. And it was.
It was brutal. It was uncomfortable.
But
and it was even more uncomfortable when they got into the hotel room together last night. Okay. That's gross.
Why would that be unfortunate?
Well, Tyler's here. He's the Ozark Motel guy. Okay.
Well, not anymore.
No, you can't. I know. What's with the 1920s baseball look?
I don't know.
All right.
It's the
corn
stash.
He looks like he should have one of those Pittsburgh Pirates hats on that's up to here. And in other news, Lefty Grove threw a three hitter last night. Look at that mustache. Doesn't he look like an old time baseball player?
He looks like a guy whose wife who set the table for him, and when he doesn't like the meal, he
gives her back in.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah. He
would like to refute that
hat.
From that time period.
A spectacle. He needs a spectacle and a top hat.
I'm not saying you're that guy.
The Monopoly man.
Yeah, the Monopoly guy.
But you look like you're
got
from that era.
Mustache going.
Where
on.
You're like, where I guess you burnt the chicken, and it's time for her to pay the price. Hey. That's what you look like.
Yeah. Ooh. See, don't burn the chicken.
I work hard.
You get a fresh one, see?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to glorify that particular accent. I don't think you do it, but you look like a guy who would at this point.
Or, like, yeah, you should have a Dago tee on, or should be a 1905 baseball player. You know? That's that mustache that they all had. All right, 1047 ESPN, 97.5 News of the Weird, finishing it up strong.
Well, hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Talking about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, his trainer had those pads on, and Mike is supposed to hit his hands. Well, Mike hit him in the face. Mike punched him right in the face. And dude went like, what? So Mike hasn't changed. Not a bit. Samuel L. Jackson says he'll teach you how to swear in 15 languages if you vote. All you have to do, if 2,500 of you click a voting action below to make sure you're good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages. Do you want to learn to swear in 15 different languages?
No, I don't interact with people enough to want to have that particular ability. I guess it's cool. I got Spanish and English, and I'm not all that proficient in Spanish swearing. I know you are. I don't think I need the extra 13. Who am I talking to that I need to swear at them?
Right. Well, maybe somebody from Sweden comes and you'd like to throw a little
I feel
like
they're delightful people.
Well, I don't know.
I think the thing is Samuel Jackson known for his ability to toss out a curse word. The appeal is, hey, Samuel Jackson's going to teach me how to curse.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's just you're not going to griff me, Samuel Jackson. I'm just going to vote. I don't need that inducement or that enticement. I'm just going to go to the – I'm going to just vote, and maybe I don't learn how to curse in 13 other languages because I imagine it's English and Spanish. What else is he – is he offering me French? Is he giving me Chinese? Does he tell us the languages?
Oh, no. I have 15 different ones. There would be good ones.
Well, I would
– yeah, I'd like to be able to swear at the French. Yeah, I would.
I would need some functional ones. Like if you're going to give me Burmese, I don't need that. But if you give me Mandarin, Chinese, maybe some French, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't want to swear at any Chinese people. I do want to swear at the French, though. F them. Well, I don't like them.
It's not necessarily to swear directly at the Chinese. It's just to have that in the back pocket.
In case – what? In case you're driving down the road?
In case I want to
– in case one of them is driving too slow?
Nope, that's not where I was going. I was saying maybe I can curse at someone who doesn't speak Chinese and go, yeah, you
– take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't even know that you did it.
That's what makes it fun.
Huh.
To call them the worst thing possible and them not know it.
Are you going to get on Pinder?
No.
There's a new dating site for lonely pets.
But, huh. So I have to register my hypothetical pet and put them on their version of Tinder?
Yeah. It's a new relationship website. It's hit the dating market. You have to have four legs. It's called Pinder. Play on the widely popular app Tinder, but instead of swiping right or left on a potential human hookup, all of the eligible singles are pets.
So you have human beings setting up these accounts and swiping for pets that they believe their dog or cat or whatever would like?
Right.
So is it an can you mix the species, or do you, if you're a dog, you have to be on the dog part of the app? How does it
ooh,
work?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, how does it work?
Ooh.
Like if you own a snake, can you be on
well,
Pinder?
Well, how does your dog identify? Does it identify as a cat?
Those are questions you need to ask. What if my dog isn't into cats or dogs? It's into snakes.
Huh? Hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. These are questions.
These are questions.
Is there part of more of the story? Like,
do you have to? Yeah. Do you have to hit your own species?
I don't know why you had to say hit your own species. I don't know what is wrong with you.
Popeyes reintroduces ghost pepper wings. You in?
I'm not all in on Popeyes, period.
Oh, I love Popeyes.
I know you love it because you like a pseudo hot that you're into. It's okay. I mean, but I don't go to Popeyes for chicken anyway, so.
I'm going to try them. A military whistleblower says federal officials sought to use a heat ray on protesters outside the White House.
I saw that story and I was like, man. Well, they were trying to fix, and apparently it was something they wouldn't even consider using in Iraq. Like the U.S. government was like, the military's like, nah, it's too awful. We're not going to do it. It's supposed to make it feel like your skin's on fire.
Ooh. Ow.
And they're like, they're considering it using it on American citizens.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Stop protesting.
You know why? Because you know what? Plausible deniability. Oh, a heat ray. You think we had a heat ray? Really?
Hmm.
What's the, like, unless it left lesions and marks, how do you prove that someone used something? A heat ray on you.
And then they asked, hey, has anybody got a long-range acoustic device used to transmit loud noises? And they were going to blast their ears out.
These are things you think aliens would use against us.
DeMarco said he responded that the guard was not in possession of either device. Damn it. Heat ray would have been cool.
All you people like, you know what? I'm going to keep my gun because of the tyrannical government. We're not that far away. Stay strapped is all I'm going to say.
keep that same gun energy.
Yeah.
That's what you think. Okay.
I mean, I know they're not particularly coming at you right now, but like Run the Jewels, who's a rap group, has a song that talks about how when they're done with these people, they're going to come after you too. No one's really immune. So I'm just saying, all you people like, got to keep my gun on me because you know the government might at some point turn. I got to defend myself. Be ready. That's all. You might be next.
So Georgia's allowing football, right?
The state?
Yeah.
For high school, I think
The university.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
University of Georgia is playing football.
Yeah.
But no in-person voting.
Yeah, that story came out where they're like, I think they wanted to be able to use a large facility on campus to vote. And like, sorry, for the safety of the students, we can't do that. And then they got a lot of backlash. Wait a minute.
Football?
You're going to have fans that stands at football games? You can't do this? No. We can have another facility. Apparently, their stance was this wasn't open air, so they weren't going to be able to do it. They're like, you have a you have a baseball stadium you could set up voting, a football stadium. Those are all open air. You could find a way if you really wanted to. But yeah. I think they've relented. I think they're going to try to do something for students.
Nah.
They're like, we're going to provide buses to our students so they can go vote.
Is it a blue state? Well, the university's blue, right?
No,
they want people to mail in votes as opposed to be in person.
I don't know what they want, but initially they were saying, we're going to just bus you to polling places. We're gonna just put you on a bus and we'll send you to a polling
place. Oh, but buses are safe. Everybody pile on this bus and make sure we crunch in. Maybe make sure people standing in the aisles.
They have.
No, that's safer.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, that's a good
multiple open air facilities where they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are going to do that now because they got a lot of backlash.
Hmm. All right, we're done. Tomorrow, I'll beat the limo guy. I'll be here early. We'll pick somebody to get a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's because Justin really sucks at this. We will talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.